AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has just given Republican lawmakers new marching orders. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has our top story from Washington.
I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Speaker McCarthy calls this a logical next step that will give lawmakers the powers they need to expand the investigation. He added the public wants to know about President Biden's son, Hunter, and whether his business deals involve the president, if the president's family benefited, and whether there is any evidence of abuse of power, obstruction, or corruption.
Police near Philadelphia have closed roads. They're advising locals to stay inside and lock their doors after escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante stole a .22-caliber rifle from someone's garage in Chester County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We have considered him dangerous right from the very start. It changes nothing. We have always considered him to be a risk. We just now absolutely know that he has a weapon.
They've set up a new search area almost 2 weeks after Cavalcante shimmied up a wall and escaped from the county jail. Governor Josh Shapiro.
The gig is almost up, and you'd be best to turn yourself in.
It's the news New York Jets fans were dreading. CBS's Erica Herskowitz.
The MRI on future Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers shows a complete tear of his Achilles tendon. The injury, which took place on his fourth snap of last night's season opener, means he is done for the year and perhaps beyond. At the age of 39, his future is now uncertain.
Justice Department lawyers are in a Washington courtroom arguing Google's protecting a monopoly, but these users say they can't live without it.
Google's my best friend. I love
Google. Google's your best friend.
Yes,
why?
I mean, because literally, we're walking right now trying to find a pizza place, and I'm Googling it.
CBS's Jolene Kent.
The government claims Google illegally pays billions of dollars to Apple, Samsung, LG, and beyond to make Google the default search engine on your phone and computers, shutting out rivals like Microsoft Bing and DuckDuckGo.
It's the biggest challenge to big tech in the modern internet era. Catastrophic flooding in eastern Libya has killed at least 2,200 people. The Red Cross says 10,000 are missing after a powerful storm that collapsed two dams and swept entire neighborhoods away along the Mediterranean coast. Minister Hashim Chikuyat.
The massive neighborhood has been vanished and destroyed. Large number of victims. The number is increasing each hour. It's a calamity by all means.
The Dow is up 81 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A man was found dead in a restroom at a Spiris Riverview Hospital on Saturday afternoon. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department responded to a call from Portage County deputies who were searching for a missing 25-year-old man, Michael S. Douglas of Portage County. He was last seen entering the hospital and locking himself into a bathroom near the emergency department. Deputies unlocked the door and found Douglas dead inside from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There is no indication of foul play. Elliott's Little Library has a few more days left to reach their goal of 1,200 books for their 2023 book drive. The nonprofit gives books to families in NICU units across the local area. Their mission is to help NICU families bond with their newborn babies who may be sick or premature. You can visit elliottslittlelibrary.org to gift a book or make a monetary donation. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 64. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 41. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
We came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the fantastico Mr. Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. If it's Tuesday, it means it's time for a tangent. And no person better to bring us a tangent than the one, the only fabulous co-host of Town Call with Will Walter, Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Now that you're here, fantastic.
It comes up so quickly every week. A Tuesday tangent here at 2 o'clock with you on the Todd Albaugh Show. That's a lot of tease, folks.
We love alliteration.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Having some fun. Glad to be with you on the airwaves.
Always great to be here. Want to get to a couple of things this half hour, but you actually have some legit breaking news to bring us here. We talked a little bit about in the first half hour about these. Republicans have seemed to have gone impeachment happy, talking about this news out in D.C. Kevin McCarthy is saying Republicans are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, at least, against Joe Biden. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have been going after the new justice in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz. And I think what you're going to tell us here, well, we'll follow up with it, but go ahead and bring us the breaking news on this perhaps impeachment or not of Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, we've got Daniel Bice reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the leader of the state assembly, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is now scaling back, maybe not being as direct about impeachment
walking
calls.
Back.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets. Maybe it sounds like there was not as widespread of support from the Republican caucus in the state assembly. So Bice reporting that the language that Voss is using in a recent interview on conservative talk radio the end of last week, kind of more or less scaling back his condoning of an impeachment investigation of Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, even though she has just over about what, 5 weeks?
About 5 weeks, yes.
A month and a week, really, under her belt in serving the people of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. So it seems like maybe Voss was expecting to have a little bit more support from his caucus, but not.